7. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Excuse me, Professor. Do you mind if I ask you a question about the course outline?
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to remember everyone's name. Is it Paul?
Right. It must be hard trying to keep track of everybody, huh? Anyway, I was wondering about the course outline. See, here it says that we'll be working from the 3rd edition of Classical Mechanics. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. If you're wondering why I didn't assign the most recent edition, it's a purely economic decision. The editions are virtually identical, and I don't think it's right to have students pay 50% more for the newest edition, if it's all the same anyway.
I appreciate that. But the reason I was concerned is because that's the same book that Professor Maggard uses in his introductory course. So I guess I just wasn't sure about how much material will be repeated from that course.
Really? I don't understand. Why would he use that book? There are much more comprehensive basic textbooks for an intro course on electricity and magnetism.
I think that's a different course. I'm talking about Foundations of Mechanics, or something like that. It's a prerequisite for just about all of the upper-level courses in the physics department. That's why I know about it.
I guess that makes sense then. You know, this is the first time I've ever heard about us using the same book. Do you remember what chapter you got up to?
If I remember correctly, it was up to chapter 6, which would be,
Calculus of Variations. Well, I'm kind of surprised that that's as far as he took you all in the survey course on classical mechanics, especially since it's a prerequisite for the department. But anyway, as for your question, unfortunately there will be some overlap.
I can tell you right now that we'll be blowing through the first 6 chapters within the first couple weeks of class.
I'll mostly just review that material, especially now that I know that everyone in the course is supposed to have taken an entire semester on it.
Okay, and if that's the case, would it be safe for me to assume that we'll be covering more advanced topics then?
Most definitely. My course will give you deeper knowledge of those subjects. Is there anything else?
Nope, that answers my questions. Thank you so much. See you in class.
Bye, Paul.
1. What are the speakers mainly discussing? 2. What concerns does the student have about the professor's textbook choice?